Hi, this is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik News Brief for Thursday, January 2nd, 2020. A two-day siege of the U.S. Embassy in Iraq ended on Wednesday. Protesters were carrying Hezbollah flags and threw rocks and started fires and chanted anti-American slogans. The U.S. ambassador and staff were evacuated. Apache helicopters and Marines had been immediately dispatched to the scene. The protesters were believed to have been a response to American airstrikes earlier this week that reportedly killed 25 Iranian soldiers. While the New York Times tweeted on Tuesday, quote, "Hundreds of Iraqi mourners tried to storm the United States Embassy in Baghdad," unquote, the State Department disputed the claim that these were protesters, much less mourners, and insisted they were, quote, "terrorists, organized, trained, and equipped by the Iranian regime." President Trump tweeted on Wednesday, "Iran killed an American contractor, wounding many. We strongly responded and always will. Now Iran is orchestrating an attack on the U.S. Embassy in Iran. They will be held fully responsible. In addition, we expect Iraq to use its forces to protect the embassy and so notified." He followed up later saying, quote, "To those many millions of people in Iraq who want freedom and who don't want to be dominated and controlled by Iran, this is your time," unquote. And then also, quote, "The U.S. Embassy in Iraq is and has been for hours safe. Many of our great war fighters, together with the most lethal military equipment in the world, was immediately rushed to the site. Thank you to the President and Prime Minister of Iraq for their rapid response upon request. Iran will be held fully responsible for lives lost or damage incurred at any of our facilities. They will pay a very big price. This is not a warning. It is a threat. Happy New Year," the president tweeted out on December 31st. Pastor Wang Yi was sentenced to 9 years in prison this week. Earlier this week, reports surfaced that Pastor Wang Yi from the 5,000-member Early Rain Covenant Church in the Chengdu province of China had finally been tried and sentenced after being held in secret detention for over a year. He was sentenced to 9 years in prison and fined 50,000 RMB, the Chinese legal tender, for, quote, "inciting to subvert state power," unquote, and, quote, "illegal business operations," unquote. According to World Magazine's China reporter Jun Chang, this is the longest prison term issued against a house church pastor in a decade in China. In China, churches are allowed to operate that submit to Communist China's regulations, including what is called the Three Self Patriotic Movement. A house church or underground church in China is not necessarily one that meets literally in a house, but it is one that operates in defiance of state regulations. The Three Self Church movement was started in 1954 and was named for the three pillars of self-government, self-support, and self-propagation. During the Communist Revolution from 1966 to 1976, all religious life was effectively run underground, including the Three Self Church. But the Communist government officially restored its public existence in 1979. However, today the Three Self Church is overseen by the United Front Work Department of the Communist Party of China. Regulations include certain requirements that show patriotism for the communist regime, as well as prohibit all forms of denominational structure, presbyteries, synods, and so forth. On December 12, 2018, Pastor Wang Yi issued his Declaration of Faithful Disobedience. This was after he had been held in detention for 48 hours. In part, Pastor Wang Yi wrote this in his Declaration of Faithful Disobedience. Quote, "On the basis of the teachings of the Bible and the mission of the gospel, I respect the authorities God has established in China, for God deposes kings and raises up kings. This is why I submit to the historical and institutional arrangements of God in China." A little bit further down, he writes, "At the same time, I believe that this communist regime's persecution against the church is a greatly wicked, unlawful action. As a pastor of a Christian church, I must denounce this wickedness openly and severely. The calling that I have received requires me to use non-violent methods to disobey those human laws that disobey the Bible and God. My Savior Christ also requires me to joyfully bear all costs for disobeying wicked laws." Unquote. In an appendix in the same declaration, Pastor Wang Yi writes this, quote, "I firmly believe that the Bible has not given any branch of any government the authority to run the church or to interfere with the faith of Christians. Therefore, the Bible demands that I, through peaceable means, in meek resistance and active forbearance, filled with joy, resist all administrative policies and legal measures that oppress the church and interfere with the faith of Christians." Unquote. So this is the key sticking point. Pastor Wang Yi insists that the church may not be overseen by any governmental body. All administrative policies and legal measures that go against the word of God are oppressive. They are unlawful according to the word of God. Christ is head of the church, and therefore the Three Self movement is a puppet organization that is effectively denying the lordship of Jesus Christ. This last Tuesday, Early Rain Covenant Church issued a statement in response to the sentencing of their pastor. The statement affirmed that Wang Yi is their pastor, that he is a faithful pastor, and it forcefully denied that he said or had done anything that amounts to, quote, inciting to subvert state power, unquote. The statement affirmed what their pastor had said in his own declaration of faithful disobedience, that Christians must submit to civil authorities. The Early Rain Church statement went on to insist that Pastor Wang Yi's arrest, imprisonment, trial, and conviction are persecution, and the statement invited all Christians everywhere to pray for him. The United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted out Wednesday afternoon, quote, "I am alarmed that Pastor Wang Yi, leader of Chengdu's Early Rain House Church, was tried in secret and sentenced to 9 years in prison on trumped-up charges. Beijing must release him and end its intensifying repression of Christians and members of all other religious groups," unquote. Remember that all of this comes amid continuing U.S. trade talks with China. In fact, on Wednesday, on New Year's Eve, Trump had tweeted out, "I will be signing our very large and comprehensive Phase 1 trade deal with China on January 15. The ceremony will take place at the White House. High-level representatives of China will be present. At a later date, I will be going to Beijing, where talks will begin on Phase 2," unquote. If that were not enough, the protests in Hong Kong continued on New Year's Eve and into the New Year's Day celebrations, where hundreds of thousands were expected to march once more. The Hong Kong police used tear gas, pepper spray, and water cannons trying to disperse the protesters, and multiple videos surfaced on Twitter showing Hong Kong police confronting protesters. One video showed a police officer flipping a man's hat off of his head. Another showed an officer pulling off a man's eye protection and then spraying him in the face. Remember, these protests were set off 6 months ago when a Chinese court threatened to begin extraditing Hong Kongers to mainland China for prosecution. That was canceled, but the protests have continued ever since, often with the singing of Christian hymns and American patriotic songs and many American flags. The New Year's Day protest was canceled by the police, and hundreds of protesters were detained. As Christians, what do we make of all this? There are deeply complex issues at play in all of this. The complexities are cultural and economic and political. But we should not miss the fact that they are also deeply theological and spiritual. Islamic culture is built on Islamic religion, and there will be inevitable political and economic results that stem from worshiping the false god Allah. Muslims are made in the image of the triune God, and by God's common grace, there are many common cares and concerns that we can and do share with them, things like the need for food and clothing and shelter and medical care and peace and safety and prosperity. It's good and right for civil governments to work for the general safety of all people. But we should not miss the fact that that is a profoundly Christian concept. The idea that civil governments ought to work for the general welfare of all people. The communists are currently sending Buddhists and Muslims and Christians off to various kinds of work camps, and that makes sense to them. And if your God is Allah, then submission is the key tone of your culture. It's a purely top-down culture. And you can't expect Christian principles built on the triune God and the gospel, built on love and forgiveness and justice, to make sense in the middle of Iraq or Iran or China or anywhere else for that matter. And this is why Pastor Wang Yi and Early Rain Covenant Church are doing something so important. They understand that the key thing is to call every person to faith in Jesus Christ. The Christian faith does have downstream effects on every area of life. Christians will do politics and business and science and medicine and technology in distinctly biblical ways. But the key thing is heart change, regeneration. You must be born again. And apart from that heart change, we have the same problem here in America. But Jesus is king. And Paul says that he must reign until every enemy has been put beneath his feet, and then the last enemy will be death itself. So here's to the 2020 years since the birth of our king, the king of China, the king of Iran, the king of Iraq, the king of the United States, the king of the world, Jesus Christ. Here's to another year of the reign of the king. This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. Thank you for listening. You can find this show and all the others on the Fight Laugh Feast Network at crosspolitic.com or fightlaughfeast.com. If this show has been helpful to you, please spread the word. Share it with your friends, maybe even your enemies, and please consider becoming a member. Your support is allowing us to build a fully Christian media network. And as always, let us know if this has been helpful. This is Cross Politic News.